This is Ian Newton-Plessid in association with Guildford Dragon News and Ben's Collectors Records. I'm here with Emmy Birch, Guildford City's goalkeeper and captain. After Guildford City won 14-0 in the local derby against Guildford Saints in a really hostile weather, excellent performance from Guildford, but Saints were a bit low on players.
Yeah, I think it's really tricky situation, isn't it, when you play in opposition where they haven't got enough players. We've been there. It's horrible. It's really, really tough, but you've just got to play them respectfully. And I think we did that today. Terrible conditions for us to play in. And yeah, like you say, with the scoreline, it's massive. It does help us in terms of our goal difference and in terms of the table. So I think all around it's positive for us. But, you know, it was a respectful game, I'd like to think.
Lots of goals. Christina scoring many goals again. She's definitely our top scorer now. But other people got in on the score sheet as well, especially in the second half.
Yeah, I think the players that got the goals deserved the goals. Like, everyone worked hard. We went in 4-0 up at half time, and I did actually just say to the girls at half time, look, I do think we're putting about 65% effort in, and whilst I appreciate, you know, it might be one of those that you're thinking is an easier game, we need to go and play our heart out, because ultimately it's not just about this game, it's about the bigger picture, it's about the table, it's about, you know, really practicing and passing, playing with different players and getting on the score sheet where we can. And I think second half the girls really responded to that. I mean, we did, I think it was in the last 15 minutes also dropped to 9 players because the other team didn't have many players, but we didn't have any subs and we also did have injuries. So yeah, we tried the best that we could and I think we did well with the scoreline.
Massive game next week against second place Oxted. It's going to be very interesting considering we're in reasonable form.
Yeah, I think so. I think we just got to take each game as it comes, and a similar sort of attitude when we played Ash. You know what, they beat us 2-0 and only just, so I think we'd go in a similar attitude to that kind of thing, and we'll play one step at a time. And I think that was really important for us to play the best that we could do today, to get that practice in, to get us prepared for next weekend, and we'll just see what we can do in relation to that, really.
In a season where it was quite difficult early on in the season, and as you say, we only had 11 today, we've got quite a few wins now and it looks good in the table.
Yeah, I think we've worked really hard though, and I've said this in previous interviews, you know, you can't just turn up and play for a team and just hope for the best. There's a lot of people with daytime jobs, you know, people doing shift work, you see new faces, we've got a lot of people signed, and you need to work on training and you need to play games to be able to work well together and get that cohesive sort of bond going. So I think it's fair to say that we've worked really hard over the previous months, and yeah, we're getting good results as a result of that. I guess we've just been trying really hard. I think the fact that we've got some consistent and solid players really helps, you know, having Christina, our top goal scorer of the team, and also changing the formation, we find that a bit easier to do. So I think yeah, it's good that we're playing well and we're getting some good results and we're getting some good wins, but I do think that's credit to the girls and the team and for all that we try hard in training and the games that we've played, really.
Thanks for your thoughts and well done on the big win.
Thanks, Ian. Cheers.